The Women's National Basketball League Link Cup final series sees the top four teams qualify. In the first week of the semi-finals, the first place team plays the second place team and third plays fourth. In the first and second playoff, the AIS hosted the Perth Breakers at the AIS Arena for what was to be a first time final for the AIS here in Canberra. It was an exciting game where both sides have been very evenly matched for the last couple of years. And it was no exception, right down until about 5 minutes to go when there was still only 3 or 4 points in the game, when the AIS finally blew it open to win 81-62. AIS head coach Phil Brown.
Yeah, I think in most games this season we have at least one, if not, two or three purple patches when we just explode offensively and put it together defensively, and all through the second half I'm thinking, wow, this is not us. We're not bad, but we're not great. You know, it's waiting, and out of the blue it just sort of came. We got a couple of fumbles. We picked up, we weren't doing that early on. Suddenly we were off, and we were committed to the running game. And then Woosh, I think we break the game open and break their back. I think not so much at half, just before half time we had some opportunities to take it out to 10 or 12 at half time. I thought it was a little disappointing that we didn't focus on that at half time, that we were only five up, and then straight after half time we looked very flat. We looked a little bit physically tired. We thought, oh, this isn't a good sign, but we just continue to rotate players and just stay with things that, we are game plan. We didn't really change too much, and then things just sort of clicked later on the half.
Like to mention the performance from Tig, I suppose,
Susie was good, and obviously Lauren, they're going to focus on Loz, and she's still got 21 and 16 rebounds, so she probably picked up a few of those at the end of the game. But however, I think she battled hard, and there's some things we need to work on with Loz and the group getting her the ball a little bit better than we did. Susie was great, and I thought Deanna Smith was fantastic. I thought she really
was number three.
And she's got some real, strength about her, personality-wise and physically, the way she plays. And I think our guards were okay, but I think we need more out of our guards. But Doc was good.
Job half done.
One to go, and I think we're probably 7 out of 10. I still think there's plenty of things to, not plenty. There's quite two or three things that we'll work on, and that's good, because I think we can play better, and hopefully we'll do it in 2 weeks' time here.
Would you have expected to get them to 62 points?
Well, we've been working pretty hard defensively in the last couple of weeks, because we know we're not the best team in the league, but we're not the worst either, but we're inconsistent, and we've tried to really concentrate on that the last couple of weeks, and particularly this week, because that's going to be important in finals. So I was a bit surprised it's going to be that low, but we stuck at it. We did a great job in the McClure, and Gina Stevens in the second half, we shut her down. We did a better job with Whittle in the second half, and they started to run out of scoring options, and I think I knew we got plenty of options that we can go to. Yeah, I was a bit disappointed with our job on Stevens, particularly the first half. She got probably 8 points that were just cheapies, but I thought she didn't get those cheap baskets in the second half, and that was a big part of it. And we did a better job on the boards on the whole the second half. I thought the first half we weren't very good both ends on the boards.
You gave up 20 offensive boards for them, yeah.
Not good. It's still a problem with it, where at times we look fantastic, and I think it comes a little bit because we lean on Lauren and Susie and Penny Taylor too much, and the others aren't blocking out and sort of standing. We get caught standing, and people like Devil Archer were getting in there, picking up boards, and McConnell, and that's one of the major areas that we'll work on in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And fast.
Fantastic. Just, we've worked hard to get that top spot to have this final here, and I think if you look at the game, just at the end of the game, that's why we wanted to do it. To show people, this product. And also, just sort of have that advantage as well as playing at home. And I think it's just great for the kids to have that. So any edge we can get, we're going to grab.
What do you do for the next 2 weeks?
We're going to play the Canberra Capitals here next Friday night before the Canucks game. And so we'll keep the same routine, the same routine going that we've had the last, all season. So we'll prepare the same way. We'll work on some specific things. We'll go back to some individual work this week, and obviously next week we'll start to fine tune the team stuff to the players.
And one of the stars, of course, with 21 points and 16 rebounds was Lauren Jackson. No surprise there. And she was just one of the stars for the AIS. And I caught up with her after the game and asked her just how she was feeling.
Oh, fantastic. Now I'm on top of the world. He's my baby boy. Come on, let me give you a cuddle. No, it's a fantastic feeling. We're going to be playing in the grand finals at home. And so it's always very exciting.
Did you expect a 19-point victory?
No, I thought it was going to be very close again. But I was wrong. It was a really close all game, and then we got out toward the end. Didn't we? Yeah.
What do you think was the difference? Because you've been very close to this team all the last few years.
I think, we had the crowd behind us, the home court advantage here, and obviously we've got a great turnout today, and hopefully we can do that for the grand final. We just got caught up in it all, and the momentum was going our way, and we just went for it.
What do you think you need to work on for the final?
We need to work on. I think we've just got to keep playing the way we are, and we'll be fine. We've all got a lot of improvement to do as players, individual players, but as a team, we've really gone a long way. So I think that, what we're doing now is great.
Yes, indeed. What they are doing is great. And the AIS, congratulations, 81 over the Perth Breakers, 62. So the AIS go straight into the grand final, and by virtue of winning means that they get to play the game on their home court. So the final will be played here in Canberra for the WNBL Link Cup on the 13th of March. It's going to be a big night. In the other semi-final played over the weekend, the Adelaide Lightning got to host the Melbourne Tigers to see who would still be alive. The Adelaide Lightning had a 28-14 lead at half-time and managed to hold on in the second half as the Tigers came charging back. The Adelaide Lightning winning 63-54. So that means the Adelaide Lightning now go to Perth next weekend to take on the Perth Breakers to see who will be the AIS's combatants in the grand final in 2 weeks' time. Good luck to everyone, and congratulations again to the AIS.